polio, an incurable disease that affects mostly children, is circulating in New York State. After decades of presumed eradication in the United States, the World Health Organization has put us on the list of countries where polio is now circulating. One out of 200 polio infections cause irreversible paralysis, and 5 to 10% of children paralyzed by polio will die from the disease. Rosemary Rochford is a professor of immunology and microbiology at the University of Colorado School of Medicine, and she joins us next. Rosemary, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
What do we know about these confirmed polio cases in New York State? What are the details here?
We only have one case of polio of a young man who was not vaccinated and developed paralytic polio, so he's paralyzed due to the infection. But we've detected the virus itself in the wastewater in at least four counties so far.
Four counties across New York. And so what does that mean from the view of immunology and microbiology? What does that portend?
What it portends is it means that there's a lot of people that are infected with this virus that are shedding it in their feces. They don't know they're infected, but they're still able to spread it. So in areas where there's very low vaccination rate, like in some counties, there's 60 to 70% people are vaccinated. That means 30% are not. They're going to be susceptible to getting infected with poliovirus if they get in contact with somebody who is infected but might not even know it.
So we don't have definitive numbers outside of the one known case that has been identified in New York State. What does that mean for dealing with an outbreak of polio, Rosemary?
What it means is we need to get as many people vaccinated as possible. When we used to have polio circulating in this country back in the 1950s, and we'd have epidemics every year, we developed the vaccine in the 1950s and then another one in the 1960s and dropped the cases down in the 1970s. We had less than 10 cases in the U.S. and it was eliminated. So vaccines prevent this virus from spreading in this country. So that's really the only tool we have, and it's a great tool.
Rosemary Rochford, professor of immunology and microbiology at the University of Colorado School of Medicine. And how is this polio spread? How infectious is it?
It's very infectious. It's spread not by respiratory, like we think about with COVID right now. People have it through their breathing, but it's through contamination with objects. So say you go to the bathroom, you don't wash your hands so well, right? And it can be lingering on your fingertips and you touch a glass and somebody else picks that up. So through contaminated objects is really one of the key ways, or person to person is another key way for it to be transmitted.
We just talked about the West Nile virus in Wisconsin, Rosemary, and how people who have contracted the West Nile virus may not know it. Many of them, most of them, would not even be symptomatic. How does that play out for polio? When people contract polio, the polio virus, do they know it?
Well, actually, there's a range of things, just like with any kind of infectious disease. Some people are infected and we call them asymptomatic. They have no symptoms, so they don't know. Some people might be infected and get kind of a stiff neck, kind of sort of flu-like symptoms. And then some people can go on to develop that paralysis. So there's a range of symptoms that people can experience. And sometimes they might confuse that kind of illness, not feeling so good, crummy kind of feeling with something else, but it could be due to polio.
And but the question would be, are you vaccinated against polio though, right? Because if you're vaccinated, I would imagine your concerns are diminished to none. If you are not, I would imagine this would be an opportunity for you to do so.
Yeah, it would be definitely an opportunity to do so. And in fact, I just had my sister was asking me if her kids were reaching out to her to say, have we been vaccinated? And in this country, most states require children to be vaccinated against polio when they go to public schools. But a lot of people have chosen not to vaccinate their children. And so now would be a good time to take advantage of that vaccination. It's a very, very safe vaccine.
So as I understand it, Rosemary, this is the first polio case that's originated in the United States since 1979. What does this say about where we are right now with the routine childhood vaccinations that you've been talking about today?
Well, I have to say, somebody who studied these viruses and tried to think about how to prevent them, to realize for the viruses, we do have tools to prevent them, that people aren't taking advantage of those tools. And also, you know, with COVID, a lot of people, there's a haven't been out to the regular vaccines just because people were indoors for a while, not moving about. But there's really this anti-vaccine campaign spreading falsehoods about sort of what can happen has been a real challenge for public health officials to try to get people to say, these are important. And we've forgotten how serious it can be with polio, right? We don't have images for most of us of people, of children in wheelchairs or in iron lungs.
Yeah, it was such a big deal for most of the early part of the 20th century. As we look back on that time, what should we learn from that history that we should bring to the fore here today?
Well, I would say that public health is really important. We've forgotten the value of that. And I also want to really emphasize that you might not worry about contracting polio for yourself, but what if you're asymptomatic, so you don't know you're sick and you spread it? There's people that have that don't have any good immune system through children sometimes have missing parts of their immune system not working so well, and they're really susceptible. So when you get vaccinated with polio, you protect not only yourself, but you can protect your community. And we really need to have enough people in a community vaccinated to protect them.
We heard some of those same arguments when it came to the COVID vaccine, and yet we've still seen vaccine hesitancy, whether it be with COVID and now with some of the numbers we're seeing in an outbreak of polio, the polio virus in New York State. So from your perspective of immunology and microbiology, Rosemary Rochford, what can we do in this regard to beat back vaccine hesitancy or to argue on behalf of the efficacy of vaccines? What role do we play in the grand scheme of public health here?
I think I have a phrase that I was thinking about this when we were talking about with COVID and people were worried about it. And I said, to protect your community, you get your immunity. And I really, it's our, you know, as we think about being public minded and civic minded for our community, that's really one thing we can start helping people to do. And I also think, you know, those of us in immunology and microbiology, we're always happy to talk to people and understand people's concerns about vaccine. I think they're really, I appreciate that there can be concerns about that. And I think I don't want to dismiss those concerns, but I certainly would love to have the chance to address those concerns.
Rosemary Rochford, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
And we're just out of time. Rosemary is a professor of immunology and microbiology at the University of Colorado School of Medicine, and she talked with us today about polio cases in New York State, about the lagging in routine childhood vaccination in recent years. And if you've got more about this, you are always welcome to join the conversation and keep it going on the Ideas Network Facebook page. You can also email us ideas@wpr.org and let us know your thoughts, and those thoughts may make it to the air sometime tomorrow or in the near future.